Our next speaker, Tony Zeidan, from the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee, is extremely important because keeping alive a defense committee for Leonard Peltier, it's not easy. It's not easy because it's 30 years. It's not easy because there's constant, unending government intervention and harassment, lockdowns, very difficult conditions for Leonard Peltier, moved from prison to prison. It's being up against a lot. But all of these years, a defense committee for Leonard Peltier has always, always been there.
Let's talk about who is Leonard. Leonard is an elder, a respected man, a political prisoner who has given not only all of his life for all of us, but for the Native American tribes and those at Pine Ridge. What happened to Leonard? On June 26, he responded to the call where there was a reign of terror, goons terrorizing our people over the land, the uranium. Leonard didn't back down. He went forward. He respected the land. He respected the culture. And most of all, he wanted to do something for his people who were being terrorized and continue to be terrorized today. Not only were two FBI agents killed at Pine Ridge, but a Native American gentleman by the name of Joe Stuntz. To this day, they never investigated who killed Joe Stuntz. To this day, we don't know about those 60 people that were killed by the reign of terror at Pine Ridge. This is an outrage, not only to our people, that of the Native American, but to all of us that live here. We should all be asking, why? Why is he in jail? All of us should be uniting together to bring him home. It's time for justice.
And where's the defense committee located?
The Leonard Peltier Defense Committee is the center of communication between Leonard Peltier, his supporters, family, and society, and the media in general. The LPDC was currently located in Lawrence, Kansas. After Leonard's transfer on June 30th from Terre Haute to now Lewisburg, the committee is stationed in Texas. We are currently trying to relocate to Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, where Leonard remains today at the USP Lewisburg facility.
Today we're here at Union Square, and tell me why you're here.
Every day is an important day for Leonard because he remains illegally incarcerated. But today, February 6, marks the 30th anniversary of his illegal extradition from Canada to the United States. The government lied, fabricated evidence, coerced and tortured witnesses in order to illegally extradite Leonard from Canada to the United States, where he remains illegally incarcerated for the past 30 years.
Give me a little background on the case and what was he accused of.
Okay. The reign of terror occurred on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Elders from the Lakota, Dakota Nation asked for assistance because of the goons and the FBI involvement during the reign of terror in 1975. Leonard Peltier, a warrior, and others responded to that call. On June 26, there was a shootout that occurred. Two FBI agents died and a gentleman by the name of Joe Stuntz, an American Indian. Leonard has been falsely accused and convicted of the murder of the two FBI agents. It is a proven fact that the government does not know who killed those agents, and yet Leonard remains in jail.
There was an uprising at the Pine Ridge Reservation, and tell me why there was an uprising.
Well, there's many factors behind that. It was the reign of terror. There was a lot of issues with sovereignty, the uranium land that the government still wants today, and the goons were agents or Native Americans or a group of people that were being helped by the U.S. government to infiltrate the nation and not only to terrorize the people there, but to take the land and have access to the sacred lands, which is called the Black Hills, which is in South Dakota, Pine Ridge.
Has the situation changed since the time of the incident?
I would say no. Pine Ridge is one of the poorest nations in the United States with the highest crime rate, suicide, infant mortality, and adult lifespan. They have not relinquished their land. The poverty is extreme. There is still a lot of problems with Indian reservation, and yet the people have not given up the land.
So what is the situation with Leonard Peltier now?
Leonard has filed multiple cases. I can sum it up by saying saying that there are several constitution violations within his case. The FBI continues to actively campaign in order to keep him in jail. The recent court hearing that we have is February 13th in St. Louis, Missouri. It's an appeals hearing and regards the sovereignty issue of the Lakota Nation.
Are you optimistic? Is this a case that you can make that could free him?
Well, we at the defense committee and his attorneys are always optimistic. The three judges that are appointed during the Reagan years will go forward. We have other cases coming. We have hope. And the fact that there's so many constitutional violations within his case is unheard of and also unbelievable. We as citizens of the United States should really start asking, why? Why is Leonard Peltier still in jail?
So what would you like to say to the listener of WBI?
To join us, to research the case of Leonard Peltier. Our website is info@leonardpeltier.org. If you go on the internet and click Leonard Peltier, you will get so much information. Take time, research his case. If nothing else, call us, the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee. We can provide literature, brochures for you. I truly believe that once you research his case and realize the injustice that this man has suffered, you too will join us in our fight to bring him home and to gain his freedom.